Good afternoon, I'm Casey Kenny. Timmins police are currently investigating an incident involving a firearm that took place at a Balsam Street North apartment building this morning. The service says responding officers found a man who had sustained non-life-threatening injuries stemming from a gunshot, adding he was then transported to the hospital. The public can expect a noticeable police presence in the area for the time being as the investigation continues. Though officers are seeking to identify and locate whoever was responsible, they say there's no tangible or specific threat to the public. Anyone with information is asked to call Timmins Police or Crime Stoppers. Ontario's forecasted deficits expected to balloon this year. The Ford government released its fall economic statement this afternoon, and while it's big on spending, outside of the already pre-announced gas tax cut to June of next year, there's nothing more that addresses affordability for average Ontarians. The finance minister says the deficit will be more than $5.5 billion this year, up sharply from the $1.3 billion promised in August. The province does not expect to balance the budget until 2025-26, when it forecasts a surplus of $500 million. The highlight of today's mini-budget's the creation of an infrastructure bank, with the government setting aside $3 billion for its creation. The intention is to invite public sector pension plans and other trusted institutional investors to participate in critical infrastructure projects. And there's a recall to be aware of if you drive a Toyota RAV4. Toyota says the recall impacts over 249,000 vehicles in Canada from the 2013 to 2018 model years. It was issued because of a lack of proper sizing and placement of the vehicle's 12-volt batteries, which can cause a fire when they're driven. Affected owners will be notified by late December. Stay in the know, sign up for daily and weekly news alerts direct to your inbox at mytimmonsnow.com. In Moose FM Sports in Northern Ontario, Junior Hockey League action, the Iroquois Falls Storm are back on home ice tonight. The Storm hosts the Timmins Rock in the neighborhood showdown. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock.